dude.
Yeah.
Well, that's someone who, I guess, comes to a ranch and wants to ride a horse and doesn't know which end of a horse to get on, and that sort of thing, you know.
That's me.
See clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of times they dress pretty flashy. Mm-hmm. They think they're dressing like an old Westerner, and people kind of, laugh behind their backs. But I think in today's world, a dude can mean lots of things.
Okay. You mentioned the old cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
Is there other words for cemeteries that you can think of that people use around here?
Well, around here it's a cemetery. The word that comes to mind is Boot Hill, where the bad guys were buried and Boneyard.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I guess it's a sort of a ceremony when someone dies.
The funeral
ceremony,
I've helped, we've had a lot, I've belonged to the American Legion for 56 years, we've had lots of military funerals, and that's one thing we do, turn out when one of our comrades bites the dust, we try to.
Right. One thing that people are buried in, well, one name for it is a casket. Can you think of any others?
Coffin.
Okay. And the people who go to a funeral are said to be in what?
Mourning.
Yeah. Do they talk much about ghosts around here?
Depends on who you get around to.
Yeah.
Bud, my neighbor who just called, said that I guess everybody in the world has lived in this old apartment house that was built in 1895 and been, it's presently divided up in four apartments. And Bud said, I was talking to a Mexican fellow the other day, said he lived here, and he said, that house has got ghosts in it. But to me, I think most of us make light of ghosts.
That would be one place where people would consider it maybe a haunted house. Interesting. There's a term for sort of spirits that are, well, evil spirits, not the, sort of the opposite of God and angels is what?
Well, the devil, demons.
Okay. So some people you talk around here might be called superstitious as well.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
Any local superstition come to mind that you might think?
You know, a lot of the Spanish people, it's surprising how superstitious some of them really, really are.
Yeah.
And, this business of a black cat walking across your path.
Yeah.
And all of that sort of thing. I've always discounted all of that. And Friday the 13th is something he said, we can't do that. That's Friday the 13th. My dad said that was my lucky day. He was in World War I, and he could tell you lots of things, good things that happened on Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
The ship that brought him back, the USS Iowa, he boarded that on Friday the 13th.
Oh, yeah,
so he knew he was going to be all right.
Well, that's a good thing. Do you have any term that you use to describe yourself or someone else as being really tired?
Really tired. Pooped.
Yeah. Pooped. Okay. How about really disgusted?
That hardly ever happens to me, but I guess when I'm really disgusted, I've had it. I don't know.
Okay. How about really angry?
There again, that's something I don't allow myself to get angry. I guess pissed.
Okay. And really frightened.
Really frightened.